There were still quite a lot of things about Angelic Panda that he hadn't figured out. Of course, the fact that he couldn't figure them out, even with all of the advantages he enjoyed, even here in Zion, despite his limitations compared to other realms, probably helped explain how she'd managed to avoid the Inquisition's notice for so long. It also meant he had absolutely no idea how she'd contacted the other five families she'd hidden away right here in Zion. The one thing he had decided upon where that was concerned was that, once more, she was the one who'd done the contacting. He'd finally managed to locate Lisbet and Thomas Wilson, and studying the take from the bugs he'd planted on Lisbet, he'd realized Samuel Wilson must have seen what was coming, but been unwilling or unable to inform the rest of the circle. Merlin found it difficult to conceive of what could have kept a man of Wilson's obvious integrity from passing that information on, but he was fairly confident that was what had happened. Yet it was equally apparent that Angelic had been aware of it. From all indications, it was she who'd initiated her original contact with the other families, and who'd smuggled them into hiding without ever discussing it with their husbands and fathers. "Those poor bastards are probably wondering whether their wives and children have managed to evade Clinton, so far at least, or whether the bastard has them in custody somewhere already," Merlin thought grimly. God, I hadn't realized how sadistic he really is. If the Circle, or Wilson at least, has seen this coming for as long as I think, then that sick, twisted son of a bitch has been watching them squirm for months. And from everything I've been able to see, he's been enjoying the hell out of it. Jaspar Clinton had no idea how fortunate he was that he never left the temple's precincts. If he ever did, if he ever once strayed into an area where Merlin could get at him without risking triggering some unidentified sensor system or automated response in the temple, he was a dead man. There was no question, no hesitation about that on Merlin's part. But it also wasn't something that was going to happen. Not anytime soon, at any rate. Not soon enough to save any of Clinton's present list of victims. Merlin had been forced to accept that, and his focus now was on getting those family members and as much of the rest of Angelic's organization, however large or small it was, as he could, out of the temple lands. Which was rather the point of this evening's visit, he reminded himself, and reached for Jevon's coat.